Day 24, Freedom and Peace. Jesus, the Free Son. The fruit of purity of heart is freedom and peace. In every moment of his life, Jesus was free to be himself and to live in his identity as a son. This is what was so attractive to those who met him 2,000 years ago, and even to those who have encountered him through the Gospels ever since. Jesus, knowing who he was as a son, was a totally free man. He was not bound by ego, lust, envy, or anger. He did not live grasping at power or control. He was a son who lived a deep freedom to let his Father love him and care for him. In so many ways, this freedom is a childlike freedom, a freedom that allowed Jesus to live unburdened, playful, and at peace in his Father's presence. This peace is a peace the world cannot give, and is found only in relationship with the one who gives his children good gifts. This peace is not bought, earned, or taken. It is simply given and received. Jesus, as beloved Son, reveals to us the end goal of our sonship, a deep and lasting freedom and peace in his Father's presence. Mary, Mother of Freedom and Peace. The Holy Family's home in Nazareth was a place of profound freedom and peace. Protected from the spirit of the world, the home of Mary and Joseph was a place where their pure hearts were protected and flourished. Imagine the deep sense of freedom and peace the Holy Family enjoyed together. The presence of Mary was a constant reminder for Jesus that he could always live as a child and a son. This is where his freedom and peace were found. Mary allowed him to always be a child in her presence. He didn't need to be a preacher, teacher, or miracle worker. He didn't need to manage the world and be in charge of everything. He didn't need to grasp at love and intimacy. He could simply be her child and her son. Saint Juan Diego and us. You are called to live in peace with God. Freedom and peace sound nice, but they are not our normal lived experience. Since so many men have been wounded by impurity and lust, it is hard to imagine what life would be like without it. We have become too familiar with the yoke and burden of temptation and sin in our lives, and too familiar with the spirit of the world that competes for our hearts every day. Will we ever be free to be the sons that God created us to be? Brother, believe. There is hope. There is more for you. You are called to live in peace with God. Our Lady of Guadalupe comes to mother us and love us right in this place. What she says to Saint Juan Diego, she says to all of us, "Truly, I am your compassionate mother." This compassion means that Mary, bearing Jesus in her womb, has brought her son to the new world, and together, both have come to suffer with and alongside us. Jesus comes to save us from our sins, and Mary comes to love us in the shame and lies that burden us in our sin. Brother, let them love you. Like Saint Juan Diego, may Mary draw you close, allowing you to be her son and claim the truth once again, for the truth can set you free. Call to action. If we live in the truth that we are beloved, adopted sons of the Father, called to experience in a deeper way the gift of our masculinity, then every part of our lives has to reflect this reality. I realize this is a huge calling, but Jesus gives us the grace every day to respond in courage and have our masculine hearts grow into the likeness of his own. Here are two call-to-action steps that will hold us accountable on our daily journey, focusing on prayer and service. Number one, prayer life and sacramental life. Embrace deeper repentance this week. What obstacle is standing in the way to a deeper freedom in living your masculine dignity? Is it a particular sin? Is it an attitude? Is your mind and heart distracted by the world? Ask the Holy Spirit for the grace to acknowledge the obstacle and to simply repent with a sorrowful heart. Make a plan to go to confession so that you can reorient your entire life to God. Number two, service. Get a few guys together and fast from the spirit of the world. As a group, give up watching the news or, more radically, any non-work use of screens for a week. Less distraction leads to more awareness of the deeper truths of your masculine dignity found in Jesus. Meet after the week and discuss what the experience was like. Prayer. O Jesus, we adore you. We love you and we thank you for the gift of your presence. You are the beloved Son of the Father who lives in perfect freedom and peace in his presence. Give us a taste of your freedom and peace in our lives. We ask you now to hear this prayer. Our Lady of Guadalupe, Mother of God and Mother of Us, draw us close to your heart. Help us to reclaim the truth about our sonship, our masculinity, and our sexuality. Please come and fill us with your love.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. The Litany of Restoration of Sonship. Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we ask you to restore our sonship. Jesus, beloved Son of the Father, restore my sonship. Jesus, chosen Son of the Father, restore my sonship. Jesus, seen and known by the Father, restore my sonship. Jesus, safe and secure in the Father's gaze, restore my sonship. Jesus, Redeemer of every man, restore my sonship. Jesus, living in the blessing of the Father, restore my sonship. Jesus, sent from the Father to save us, restore my sonship. Jesus, eternal Son of the Father, restore my sonship. Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we ask you to restore in us the gift of prayer. Jesus, a man of deep prayer, restore my prayer. Jesus, living in perfect communion with the Father and the Holy Spirit, restore my prayer. Jesus, the compassionate gaze of the Father, restore my prayer. Jesus, always listening and receptive to the Father, restore my prayer. Jesus, full of trust and surrender, restore my prayer. Jesus, who consecrated every moment of his life to prayer, restore my prayer. Jesus, always pouring out your Holy Spirit on your bride, the Church, restore my prayer. Jesus, always rejoicing in the Father with adoration and gratitude, restore my prayer. Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we ask you to restore our masculinity. Jesus, source of true masculinity, restore my masculine heart. Jesus, man of holy desire, restore my masculine heart. Jesus, most magnanimous and generous, restore my masculine heart. Jesus, most chaste, restore my masculine heart. Jesus, meek and pure, restore my masculine heart. Jesus, perfectly open and receptive, restore my masculine heart. Jesus, perfectly oriented to the Father, restore my masculine heart. Jesus, source of freedom and peace, restore my masculine heart. Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we ask you to restore our actions and attitudes with the power of the Beatitudes. Jesus, most poor, restore the actions and attitudes of my sonship. Jesus, the Son who mourns, restore the actions and attitudes of my sonship. Jesus, meek and humble of heart, restore the actions and attitudes of my sonship. Jesus, the righteous one, restore the actions and attitudes of my sonship. Jesus, most merciful, restore the actions and attitudes of my sonship. Jesus, most pure, restore the actions and attitudes of my sonship. Jesus, Prince of Peace, restore the actions and attitudes of my sonship. Jesus, suffering servant, restore the actions and attitudes of my sonship. Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we ask you to restore our God-given mission. Jesus, overflowing love of the Father, restore my mission. Jesus, the one who calls us to share in his own mission, restore my mission. Jesus, our brother who radically loves his neighbor, restore my mission. Jesus, bridegroom of the church, who lays down his life for his bride, restore my mission. Jesus, perfect revelation of the Father's heart, restore my mission. Jesus, perfect revealer of divine love and mercy, restore my mission. Jesus, divine healer sent from heaven, restore my mission. Jesus, the beloved Son who comes to bring us home to heaven, restore my mission. We make these prayers through the intercession of our Mother, Our Lady of Guadalupe. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.